Did you guys hear about the pasta dish that's taking over the internet by storm? It's DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, August 5th, 2025, and we just heard Yoonha with Cream Sauce Pasta. Now, we like to talk about a lot of bizarre foods, but this one's a pretty new one right now. And it's taken over the internet by storm, y'all. So, Wimbledon took place a few weeks ago. And of course, Wimbledon being Wimbledon, everyone was talking about, you know, who was there, from Hugh Grant dozing off during a match to what the celebrities were wearing, and the winners in matches, of course. But the talk of the town was actually a fruit, thanks to Polish tennis star and five-time Grand Slam champ Iga Świątek. Now, who casually mentioned mid-interview on Center Court that her go-to comfort food at Wimbledon is, yep, I'm going to give it a pause because I want y'all to wait for it. Get ready. Strawberry pasta. Yes. Let that sink in, y'all. Let it sink in for a minute. Let it, you know, just simmer in your brain. It's not pesto. No, not cheese, not tomato. Not aglio olio. It's strawberry. You heard that right. She said it. I ate it as a kid. And the crowd? Mild chaos. The interviewer couldn't keep a straight face. They were confused. Now, before you spiral into existential confusion, like I am right now, let me reassure you, it's an actual Polish dish. It's basically a sweet, fruity, summery pasta. No tomato sauce, no Parmesan. Think soft noodles topped with strawberries, a dollop of yogurt, maybe a sprinkle of sugar. Now, some people blend it into a Pepto-Pink sauce. Okay? Now, Świątek prefers hers chunky. It's not trying to be savory. It's dessertish, you know, cold, and 100% nostalgic. And you know what? It's really not that far off from American fruit or yogurt or jelly, you know what I'm saying? You've probably had one at a picnic before. It just sounds different, but you've probably had it. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, we have a great song for you guys right now. It's called Strawberry Rush by Chew. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. All right, now get ready for music. We got Card with Hola Hola, and then we have ATEEZ with Wave. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right, coffee or tea. Sip on it right now. Right now, I'm listening. Refreshing, isn't it? Now get ready for the info that we have for you. Now, from Polish food to a Polish man who may be proving to the world that you're never too old to learn or to go to school for that matter, of course, meet Joseph Peruga, Poland's oldest high school student. And guess how old he actually is? Now, Mr. Peruga is 85 years old this year, and he just took his matura exam, which is the Polish version of high school finals, for the second year in a row. And unfortunately, it didn't go quite as planned. Now, last year, he gave it a full swing. Polish, German, math, geography, all the subjects he needed to pass with flying colors. And while he aced the oral parts, he stumbled on the written Polish and math. He blamed it on the eyesight problems after surgery, which he, to be honest, of course, is better excuse than anything I used in high school. But did he give up? Of course not. He came back this year, laser-focused, ready to retake just the written exams. Unfortunately, luck was not on his side, though. "I'm both happy and sad," he said. The happy part? His grandson passed the matura. That's pretty awesome. But for Mr. Peruga, it was another personal setback. When asked if he'd give it another try, he said maybe he would in another city. Honestly, I hope he does, because this guy is already a legend. He was born in 1939, survived a German camp as a child, worked as a bus driver, blacksmith, carpet factory worker, and only went back to school 16 years ago after seeing his friend pass the test in his 60s, y'all. And whether he passes or not, it don't matter, because just by taking exams, he's already taught us more than any exam ever could. Guys, you're never too old to do anything. Nothing is impossible. And now, we got two great songs for y'all. We got Han's band with Test Siom, and they have Taeyeon with Dream Goom. In case you missed it, it's time for, in case you missed it, here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. We're gonna start off with news number one. Stray Kids dropped fourth full album on August 22nd. Stray Kids will release their fourth studio album, Karma, on August 22nd. A trailer video revealed a futuristic setting in 2081, where the eight members face off a past champions of an annual sports contest. The album follows the success of their ninth EP, 8, which debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 and sold over 3 million copies. It marked the group's sixth straight chart-topping release. The group's Dominate World Tour recently wrapped up in Rome, completing a 34-city, 55-show run across the globe. Moving on to news number two, IVE set for August comeback. IVE will return with a new album in late August. The new album comes 7 months after its third EP, IVE Empathy. The EP was a major success, becoming the group's fifth million seller and earning 15 music show trophies with tracks Attitude and Rebel Heart. Rebel Heart also made Billboard's 25 best K-pop songs of 2025 so far and stayed on the global exclusive US chart for 10 weeks. Now let's check out the two artists we talked about, Stray Kids with Chick Chick Boom and IVE Rebel Heart. You're listening to all the latest updates on what's going on in the K-entertainment and K-pop scene here on In Case You Missed It. Now get ready for news number three. Red Velvet's Joy to make a solo comeback. Joy of Red Velvet will return as a solo artist for the first time in 4 years, y'all. Her new EP, From Joy with Love, is set for release on August 18th. The mini album will feature 6 tracks, including the focus track, Love Splash. Her last solo project was Hello in 2021, a remake album that topped iTunes charts in 26 regions. Joy was the second Red Velvet member to go solo after Wendy, who is also preparing to release a new solo album this September. Now let's get ready for more news. News number four. Ampers and One to release new album on August 12th. Rookie boy band Ampers and One will release their third EP, Loud and Proud, on August 12th. The new album follows April's Wild and Free and promises an energetic, self-assured concept as suggested by its title. The seven-member group debuted in November of 2023 with a single, Ampers and One. They recently wrapped up their first tour, My First Underscore, covering three cities in Asia and 19 across North America. Let's listen to the related artists right now. First up, Joy, If Only 좋을 텐데, and Ampers and One with Kickstart. You're getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene here on In Case You Missed It. Unfortunately, it is our last story of the day. News number 5, Im Young-un to release new studio album. Singer Im Young-un will release his second full-length album, I'm Hero 2, on August 29th. It marks the singer's first full-length album in over 3 years. The new LP follows his 2022 debut studio album, I'm Hero, and is expected to showcase a diverse blend of genres beyond trot, including ballad, jazz, rock, and hip-hop. Im rose to national stardom after winning TV Joseon's Mr. Trot in 2020 and has since built a strong fan base across generations. A teaser video of the new album featured soft sky blue visuals, heart-shaped clouds, and petals, evoking a fairy tale-like mood ahead of his comeback. Now, that is a wrap for this week's In Case You Missed It. Let's check out a song by Mr. Im Young-hoon himself. It's called Heavenly Ever After, 천국보다 아름다운. That was Heavenly Ever After, 천국보다 아름다운 by Im Young-hoon. Now, how do you listen to our show? Pretty simple. We've got apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio On Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. Oh, you got to search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. Now, if you guys want more details, check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr, and of course, our gram at KBS K-Pop, where you can send in your song requests, and of course, all of your answers for Y2C for a chance to win a prize. Now, let's get ready for more music. We got Highlight with Chains and the Super Junior with Devil. Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for y'all today, but we have a great song taking us out by aespa. It's called Better Things. Our producer is Chaedong Guan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.